Hello, everyone in the Software Radio Dev Room for STEM 2022. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. My name is Xianjun Jiao, and I'm from ID Lab, iMac, and Ghent University, Belgium. Let's talk about the Open Wi-Fi project again, like we did in every year for STEM since 2020. It's the yearly update of the Open Wi-Fi project. We will also talk about the future plan. In case there are new audiences, let me tell you what Open Wi-Fi is. It is an open source Wi-Fi chip design project written in Verilog. It's already functioning on the FPGA board and can be used like a real Wi-Fi card under Linux. For instance, you can log in to the FPGA board via SSH over Ethernet and operate the Wi-Fi card like you do on Raspberry Pi. Just search Open Wi-Fi on the internet. I believe you will find our project. The project was online at the end of 2019. After that, it keeps attracting attention along with time. As in this star history figure, it increases almost linearly in the past 2 years. There are two leaps in the figure. Probably the first leap was due to the report by CNX Software News, and the second one was because of Hacker News report. The first part is about the features and optimizations in the past year. I have to admit that some of them are more complicated than our imagination, so the planned release was delayed several times, actually. No formal release in the past year, except some bug fixes and some small improvements. Maybe at the presentation moment, these works are still not released yet. But we have confidence to release these works in February 2022, because we have solved most of the issues after struggling more than 1 year. The first feature is about the AMPDU and BlockACK. AMPDU stands for Aggregated MAC PDU. It allows the Wi-Fi card to put multiple MAC layer PDUs to a single physical layer packet. So the gap and acknowledgement procedure after each MAC PDU is eliminated. Apparently, because of this, transmission efficiency can be increased a lot. This is an important feature introduced in Wi-Fi 4.802.11n. It is optional in Wi-Fi 4, but it has become mandatory since Wi-Fi 5.802.11ac. Even if there's only one MAC PDU to be sent in Wi-Fi 5, it has to be encapsulated in the AMPDU format, which is called Single Packet AMPDU. Accordingly, the BlockACK, Block Acknowledgement, was introduced as well in Wi-Fi 4. It allows the Wi-Fi card to aggregate the multiple acknowledgements into one big acknowledgement packet, so that the acknowledgement for every single MAC PDU is not needed anymore. Apparently, this will also increase the transmission efficiency, especially when it is used together with the AMPDU. In the actual implementation, when Linux handles a MAC PDU to Wi-Fi card, it only labels the packet that it can be aggregated or not. Whether the packet will actually be aggregated and how many MAC PDUs will be aggregated, it is the Wi-Fi card's decision, not Linux, because only the card knows the exact transmission opportunity and how many specific packets in specific queues at that moment in the card. So the AMPDU implementation involves quite a lot of FPGA work and not as simple as the concept. And because of the aggregation capability, more packets can come in and go out in a short period of time for Wi-Fi cards. So it triggered some hidden bugs of our design, which is not seen before when the packet density is not that high. Next, let's talk about a feature about Wi-Fi privacy and security, the CSI fuzzer. CSI means the channel state information, which is available in the channel estimation module inside the Wi-Fi receiver. This is a refined and refactored feature based on the CSI murder work we reported last year together with our partner. Now you can use this feature with the Open Wi-Fi public release out of the box. The idea is simple. You can configure an artificial channel state information to the Wi-Fi signal before it leaves the transmitter antenna. Actually, it is a configurable FIR filter in between the Wi-Fi baseband OFDM transmitter and the antenna. And this operation won't destroy the normal Wi-Fi communication because the receiver will do channel estimation and equalization anyway, no matter if the channel is the real environment channel or real environment channel combined with the artificial channel added inside the transmitter. But for those sensing receivers that rely on the CSI reflecting the real environment, the sensing won't work anymore because they don't know what kind of artificial CSI is added at the transmitter and only see a combined CSI at the receiver, which never reflect the real environment channel. For authorized sensing receiver who knows the artificial CSI, they can recover the environment CSI.